has just come into view of our cameras, and it looks as if it'll land right on target. Well, we can all breathe a sigh of relief now, because everything seems to be A-OK here as astronauts Tony Nelson and Roger Healy chalk up another successful U.S. space mission. This one went off without a hitch from start to finish. Later, we'll be seeing actual films of Major Nelson's walk in space. There goes the capsule into the water now, less than 2 miles from the recovery ship's position. Helicopters are on their way to pick them up, and in just a few minutes, we will give you your first look at the returning astronauts.
I cannot wait!
Unfasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. You're home.
On our next flight, let's ask for a stewardess.
Welcome home, Master.
What are you doing?
You do not know I must be doing it wrong.
You've got to get out of here. They're going to open up the capsule.
Not for a minute. Look.
Would you, Jean? Cut it out, will you?
The helicopters are approaching the capsule, and soon now the divers will be lowered into the water.
Hey, look at that. That's us.
Oh, I missed you so much, Master.
Well, I missed you, too. Let's talk about it some other time. Will you go home
now? They're here. Everything all right in there?
Oh, yes, everything is lovely.
Man, they've been up too long.
Banquet tonight?
Well, the dinner starts at 7, but we're not going to be there, Jeannie. You're not going. No, one blink from you and they'd put me back up in space permanently.
But, Master, Master, please. What if I promise from this moment on not to use any of my power?
You'd forget.
Oh, no, I would not.
I put my briefcase around here someplace. I didn't want to look out.
Please, Master, I would not forget.
You see?
Huh? I forgot. Oh, but I would not this evening.
No,
I would be very careful.
I'm sorry, Jeannie. It just wouldn't work out, honestly. You and I'll have dinner together tomorrow night. Just the two of us, okay?
Very well, Master.
Wait, Master! Jeannie, I'm late.
Master, I have a wonderful idea.
Yeah?
What if I transferred my power for 24 hours? Then you would not have to worry about me tonight.
Transferred your power? Could you do that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I will show you. There. It is done.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, Master. I will prove it to you. I will try to blink you to work.
Okay. Well, I'm still here. Okay, there, lady. You got a deal.
Oh, thank you, Master.
I can't tell you how relieved I am not to have to worry about you tonight. See you then.
Wait until my master finds out who I have transferred my power to.
Oh! Having a little trouble, Pedro?
No, Senor Nelson. I'm having a lot of trouble. This poor, she's no good no more.
Yeah, well, keep trying, it'll start.
you're right.
From the sound of it, it's more powerful than my car. It's Colonel Cochran. He has a couple of aunts in from Denver, and they want to meet some real live astronauts. He wants to have lunch with the commissary.
No, thanks.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't think we can make it today. Yeah. Well, we're really up to our ears in paperwork. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. This is the craziest thing I ever saw. No, not you, Colonel. No. I'm sorry we can't come. Roger and I send our apologies. Yes. Goodbye.
Well, Major Nelson, here are the reports on... You're up to your ears in papers.
You notice that too, sir.
Why are you up to your ears in papers?
Well, we're cleaning out the files, sir, you see, and the window was open and it blew all the papers all over.
Yeah, that's right.
We're 40 feet below ground level. There are no windows.
Well,
what happened was...
Please.
What do you suppose really happened?
Genie, that's what happened.
Get out of here. You told me that she gave up her powers for 24 hours.
Yeah, but she lied. And just for that, I'm not going to take her tonight.
Yeah, well, she's going to be pretty upset.
She's going to be upset? Look at this mess.
Now, don't worry. I'll help you with it.
That's right. You're a brick.
Roger? Roger, is this you?
Roger?
Speak to me, will you?
Major Nelson.
Yes?
Who are you talking to?
No one, sir. No one, nothing.
You were talking to this brick.
That'd be ridiculous, sir.
Oh, would it?
Normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill brick.
What happened to Major Healy?
Major who? Oh, Major Healy. Oh, yeah, he was around here some.
I'll see you both in my office in 10 minutes.
Dr. Bellis.
Yes?
May I have my brick?
Here we are.
No need to get so excited.
After all, it's only a brick, Major. You said so yourself.
Yes, sir. But I need it as a paperweight for all the paper because of the wind in the window.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But I will, Major. I will.
All right, Jimmy. Now, that is enough. I want Roger back in his original form.
You're a cute, Roger.
Jeannie, I want him back the way he was a few minutes ago.
Oh, hi, Tony. What happened?
You were a baby. I mean, recently. Jeannie turned you into a brick.
A what?
Would you get down, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Turned me into a brick.
That's right, and I've had it, man. Look at this place. Will you just look at it? I've had it. Right up to... Well, we've done that. Jeannie, I want this place cleaned up.
Well, one thing about Jeannie, she doesn't do things halfway, does she?
Yeah, I don't know what's gotten into her. Jeannie, I want this equipment back right now.
Boy, she is playful today, isn't she?
Jeannie, would you please go home and stop this? You know, this is not like her, Roger. She was really had her heart set on going to that dinner tonight. Jeannie!
Well, maybe you scared her into going home.
Huh?
Major
Major Nelson's residence.
Jeannie?
Oh, Master, I am so glad that you called. I did not want to disturb you at work, and I...
You wouldn't want to disturb me at work? What do you think you've been doing?
Well, I have been cooking. And you know, I have discovered that without my power, I am a terrible cook.
Jeannie, look...
I have ruined 3 cakes. I am sorry, Master.
You made me a promise, Jeannie.
I know. But wait until you see the dress I am going to wear tonight. I'm afraid I had to buy it at a department store.
Well, you can just take it back, because you're not going anywhere tonight.
But you promised that you would take me with you tonight.
Yeah, on condition that you wouldn't use your magic, remember?
I remember, and I have not...
This place has been a disaster area all morning. No more tricks, you understand?
Master? 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 Disaster area? Oh!
You were kind of rough on her, weren't you?
Sometimes you have to be, Rice. That's the only way she'll understand.
Yeah. Boy, imagine her turning me into a brick.
Yeah. It's amazing. A girl have all that wonderful power and have absolutely no idea how to use it constructively. I could solve the problems of the whole world.
Why?
Oh, I was just thinking out loud. If I had Jeannie's power, I could solve the problems of the whole world. There's probably nothing I couldn't do.
Yeah, chateau with a swimming pool and a lot of beautiful girls in bikinis sitting around it.
Well, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
Well, you stick to your dreams and I'll stick to mine.
It's going to be a scorcher today, you know that? I wish it'd rain.
Not a chance. The weatherman says it. It's raining.
Well, it couldn't be raining. The sun's out.
It's one of those sweet tropical storms, huh?
Thank you, nothing.
Oh, hi, Doctor.
Oh, sir, we were just on our way over to see you.
What? It's raining on you.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, it's raining on everybody.
Well, I...
Well, almost everybody.
Broke.
All right, gentlemen. Now, I just want you to say anything that comes into your mind.
I'd like to get out of here. You said say the first thing that came to my mind.
No one's going anywhere until I get a satisfactory explanation.
Well, there's really nothing to explain, sir. We...
This morning, I found you literally up to your ears in paper.
Oh, yes. Well, we explained that. Roger said the wind, remember?
Major, there was no wind.
He's got you there.
A few minutes later, I walked into your office and you were holding a conversation with a brick.
Oh, I can explain that, sir. That was me.
Roger.
That was I?
Right there.
Sir, I was just speaking out loud. I was trying to work out one of my problems.
Oh, and now we're getting somewhere. What is your problem, Major Nelson?
The inversion temperature at which silver iodide becomes effective, sir.
I beg your pardon?
We're trying to create artificial rain, and we seed the air with silver iodide.
Yeah, and it worked too, didn't it?
Yeah.
You mean you're able to make it rain only on you?
Well, I was starting small, but in time, I was hoping that...
Never mind. That'll be all today, gentlemen.
Well, Doc, thanks for the use of the couch.
Yes.
Major Nelson.
Yes, sir.
I just want you to know that you're not deceiving me.
Oh, I don't wish to deceive you, sir.
You'd be surprised how much better you'd feel if you'd unburden yourself.
Well, believe me, Doctor, I wish I could unload my problem on you. But I don't know what it is. Will that be all?
Well, that'll be all for now.
Sir?
Oh, Master, I tried to call you back.
What's the matter with you anyway?
Well, what is the matter with me?
Yeah, you genies are all alike. Promises, promises, promises. When it comes to delivery, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about?
Today. All these tricks you've been driving me crazy with these tricks. Let's finish up the dictation over here, miss.
But I have done nothing. I told you I transferred my power.
Oh, sure you did. Sure you did. You transferred your power.
To you.
To me. To me? You transferred your power to me?
Yes, Master.
You mean I did it?
You did what, Master?
Everything. Tons of paper in the room and then changing Roger into a brick. Now, Jeannie, you should have told me. I could have gotten somebody in terrible trouble.
But everything is all right now, Master.
Yeah, everything's just great. There are no limits to this power, are there?
Oh, no, Master. But you must be very careful of what you say.
Yeah, now you tell me.
What are you going to do?
I don't really know. I'm going to have to give it some thought, Jeannie. I could stop a war. Flood the Sahara. Wipe out the common cold. I really don't know where to begin.
May I give you some advice, Master?
Well, that's very kind of you, but with power like mine, I don't really need your advice, Jeannie. I could put an Apollo capsule on the moon.
Master, please be careful. It is not as easy as it seems.
What do you mean?
Well, your world is very complicated. If you stop one war, you're liable to start 10 others. And if you flood the Sahara, you may empty an ocean. Oh, believe me, Master, it would be much better if you would start with something smaller.
I think you'd better run along, Jeannie. Let me handle this. After all, it's man's work.
When I was doing it, it was woman's work.
Just go on home. That's a good girl.
Oh, I do not want to leave you.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not asking you to go home. I'm telling you. Or better yet, I wish you to go home. You're still here.
Yes.
What's wrong, huh?
I do not know, Master.
Well, you gave me the power, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Master. You did not give it to someone else, did you?
Well, how could I have? I didn't even know I had it. I remember 5 minutes ago, I said to Dr. Bellows, I wish I could unload my problems on you.
Oh, Master!
Oh, Dr. Bellows.
Has the painter arrived yet? Oh, good. How do you like the new color?
Oh, it looks wonderful. I was absolutely right about the green.
The green? I thought we agreed the house was going to be yellow.
No, dear, it's going to be green.
Amanda, we discussed this, and I told the painter we were going to use yellow. I want the house painted yellow.
Now, don't be unreasonable. Darling, it has to be green. That's just my new outfit.
So, no matter how I feel about it, the house is now being painted green.
Darling, I didn't know you felt so strongly about this. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. He's practically finished painting it green. I mean, I don't see how we could possibly stop him.
Amanda, I don't care what it costs. I will not live in a green house. I want the house yellow.
Now, you're being childish. Darling, remember, you're a psychiatrist. I mean, you're supposed to set an example for people.
Amanda, you're unleashing my hostilities.
All right, darling. Let's say we compromise.
Very well. Green and yellow.
Yes, yes. Yeah. What time will I see you today? Bye.
Come in.
Dr. Bellows?
Yes?
Is everything all right, sir?
Well, of course everything is all right. Why wouldn't it be all right?
Nothing's happening.
Happening?
Nothing strange or anything like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, good, good.
These are all in order, Dr. Bellows.
Oh, thank you, Major Healy. Now, if there's nothing else, gentlemen, I'd like to get on and finish my speech for the press conference tonight. Oh, I'm introducing you.
I really don't think you ought to go to that, sir.
Not go?
Well, anything could happen, you know.
Don't be ridiculous, Major. Why, I wouldn't miss this night for anything.
You're going to have to be very careful of what you say, sir.
Well, I know what I'm going to say, Major. Ladies and gentlemen, I make my small contribution to the space program behind a desk. But like everyone else, in my heart, I wish I could trade places with Major Anthony Nelson.
What happened?
We changed places. You were standing over here.
No, I just moved a little, sir.
Moved a little? You were standing over there, and he was...
Doctor, I really don't think you ought to go, sir.
But I saw him. He was standing over there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make my speech tonight. Now, let's just say that this is the table... Well, it's the speaker's table where we'll be sitting tonight. Ladies and gentlemen...
Say so, sir.
If you say so, look at that.
He's trying to get us to imagine the surroundings, Roger.
Yeah. I can see it as plain as day. I'm not feeling very well.
Of course you're not, sir. You've been under a terrific strain.
Yes. It is a banquet table. I can feel it. I can smell the food. I've never had an experience like this.
Well, you're a psychiatrist, sir. You know how powerful the subconscious can be. You could get rid of the table if you wanted to.
I could?
Of course, sir. All you have to do is say, I wish the table was gone.
I wish the table would go away.
And I wish my desk was back.
And I wish my desk was back.
It's back!
Excuse me. Boy, have I got a powerful subconscious.
It was never gone, sir. It was all in your mind.
All in my mind?
Yes, sir. You wish I had your problem.
I wish you had my problem.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Nothing's going on. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Dr. Bellows is the happiest man in the world. You about ready, Jeannie?
Oh, I am sorry, Master, but I'm having a terrible time with my hair. I simply do not know how to use these silly things.
Don't worry about it. Your hair will be beautiful.
Oh, you did that very well, Master.
Thank you. Now I have one problem. I can't wait until tomorrow. I can give your power back to you.
Well, I told you it was not easy.
Yeah, well, I won't have the problem of not letting any magic loose all over the place.
That is very simple. Simply do not talk.
Well, it's not as simple as all that. I mean, it's a press dinner. They're going to be asking a lot of questions. I wish I could get through the evening without uttering a single word.
I think you've solved your problem, Master. We'll blink.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I just have to be careful. Don't worry about a thing. I won't make any mistakes.
Yes, Master.
Let's go.
Hey, Pedro! Stop!
Hey, you shouldn't work so late. You're going to ruin your health.
Working? It's the lawnmower.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. That motor's going to run for years. Well, let's go to the banquet.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.